Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Monday. Lots of hellos. And why not? Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, usually Tuesday to Friday from 4, but this week, today from 4 p.m. alongside Andy Townsend. Anyway, more on that later. We begin the show with the greatest cup competition in the world, the FA Cup, and Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool reaching a massive semi after dumping Forest out of the City ground. Here's the fallout on Darren Bent's Boot Room on TalkSport.
Liverpool, the better team, deserving the advantage when it came from Diogo Jota, and Forest missing glorious opportunities either side of it to get themselves on the board and at least book extra time.
We could have been better and calmer and clearer in moments. We should have scored in the first half. Biggest chance of the game probably was that, together with their chance. Yeah, we didn't. And then, yeah, we have to keep working, and that's what we did. And I'm really happy about it.
When you've got a side as dominant as Liverpool have been, you've got to fill the till. You've got to stack as many trophies as you can. Doesn't matter what you win. Just keep getting them trophies in. And we know he's won the Premier League and he's won the League Cup now. He's won the Premier League. He's won the Champions League. If he can get a couple more in there, I mean, Listen, I still think he's done a tremendous dominant. I think he's one of the best we've seen. But for someone who's been that dominant, Liverpool and Manchester City have been that far ahead of the rest. But Liverpool right now, with the team that they've got, the strength and depth in the squad, they should be adding one or two more trophies.
Zinchenko! Wide! That was the chance. Easily the best chance Nottingham Forest have created.
And here's the Forest gaffer, skipper, boss. Call him what you want. Well, call him Steve Cooper.
We've had chances to at least score one. Obviously, the defining moment was just before they scored. You know, our chance was probably a better one than theirs. So, listen, Liverpool are really good. We knew that. They're better than that. And they, you know, but we knew that coming into the game. On the whole, I thought we handled it pretty well. You know, they have had more of the ball than what we normally come up against. Normally, it's us, the ones who were dominating with the ball. But I thought we handled it, you know, fairly well. And I knew we'd have moments in the game, and it was about taking them. But unfortunately, you know, we just fell a little bit short on that front.
Liverpool now have only 16 games to go, a maximum of 16 games to go. The quadruple is still on, although Manchester City will have at least two things to say about that.
We'll be Manchester City in the next round. You knew before you played, right? And
yeah.
I suppose it's going to be a big week for the club because you also play them in the league that week.
We want two big weeks. So
yeah.
I think we only have big weeks ahead, if I'm 100% honest. So that's a Watford, Benfica, City, Benfica, City, United, Everton. Wow. So there's a lot coming up, but that's why we do all the things we do, to be in decisive moments in very interesting positions. And that's what we are in the moment. We don't have anything yet, but we have our hand in all big decisions in the moment, and that's what we try to extend.
Over to Pep Guardiola. Guardiola's Man City beat Ralphie Hasenhundl's Southampton at St Mary's, meaning of course Pep now has a massive city. You get the joke.
Plays it wide to the far side, and the shot is driven in by Mahrez, and it's 4-1 to Manchester City. And very quickly, this game has become a rout.
It's better to think about, hopefully, pray the players come back for the national team fit, because it's tough to fight for many, many things. And now we are 15 days the players off. Maybe one day UEFA can understand, can explain me the reason why. But anyway, when you have 10 points clear to the second with three games to play, and in the finals, the FA Cup and Champions League, after we can start to talk about that. but in the position that we are, it's far, far away.
On now to Super Frankie Lampard's Everton. Oh, hold on, let me just change that. Hold on. On now to Frank Lampard's Everton, who were absolutely smashed 4-0 in the cup by Patrick Vieira's Crystal Palace. No, don't laugh, it's not fair.
Crosses into the box. Gallagher takes a touch. What a save, but it comes out to Will Hughes. And that's number four. That is rubbing salt into the wound for Everton.
There's only so much you can keep trying to butter someone up to give them confidence. There's a balance of confidence stroke with playing at the cutthroat end of football here. This is a quarter final today to get to Wembley. And if you haven't got the confidence to play, then you can quickly flip it and say, have you got the... That's the football reality. And if you fall somewhere in the middle, then don't worry about it, because we didn't play that badly today and Palace didn't play that well today and we lost 4-0 because of a lack of confidence and a lack of what I just said. It wasn't tactics. If you can't be clinical in front of goal, you won't score goals. You won't feel like you're going to score goals.
It's headed in by Mark Gahey and Crystal Palace lead in the quarter-final.
The issue of it, I think, has been here quite a long time before I got here. And I don't have a magic wand to get inside people's heads and change resilience across the whole squad. So that's a work in progress. The difficult thing for us is that we don't have lots of time in terms of the league to do that. So when you see a lack of consistency and a resilient looking team on Thursday and then less so today, my job title is quite vast as a manager, but to get inside the heads and change that with a flick of a switch is not possible. So we have to just keep working on that one. As frustrating as it is for me, as frustrating it is for the 4,000 fans that travelled down or people watching, that's one we have to fight against.
The full-time whistle goes. Crystal Palace are back at Wembley in an FA Cup semi-final. The twice-beaten finalists make it through to the last four by scoring four. Be then, glide on over the
assembler. It was a really good performance. That is what we needed to win the game, because we face a really strong side who I strongly believe with the players that they have, and they've been unlucky so far, I think, and they don't deserve to lose the 4-0. I think the 4-0 was quite really harsh on them. But we performing well, we had a fantastic support, and we are really pleased to go to Wembley for the semi-final.
On now to Premier League action. What? There was Premier League action? There was indeed. Starting with Tottenham Hotspurs. They beat West Ham United. Yeah, we're going to finish fourth though and win Europa League. Well, you might win Europa League still, but anyway, it was a big old London derby. Well, I mean, you say London derby. Well, it's a London derby. Oh my goodness, I've gone into Trevor Brooking for some reason. Anyway, still there. No, it's gone. Here's the reaction from that London derby. Well, I mean, London derby. I'll just play the audio.
It's Spurs 3, West Ham 1. Game over here. Son Heung-min with his second of the game. Played in and a calm finish under Lucas Fabianski. They will be moving 3 points within Arsenal in fourth place.
Our ambition is to stay in this race for the fourth place and to try to play next season in Champions League. For sure, it's not easy. When I arrived at that, this target was very, very difficult to reach. But at the same time, I'm seeing a great improvement of my team. And now, I repeat, that we have nine games, nine final, and we have to try to get 3 points in every game. And for sure, it won't be easy because there are United, Arsenal, West Ham that want to try to fight with us. But at the same time, I can tell you that every game, it would be very difficult to play against us.
In terms of your top four chances now, I know you've always said that it would be a bonus, but how do you assess your chances of getting into that top four now?
Could you say that again, please?
Just how do you assess the chances of getting into the top four now?
I was surprised. I was just wondering if that's what you said. I think that it's amazing that folk, journalists like yourself, are asking us about top four and have been for a while. I think it shows the level and the credit the players where they've got to. So if we don't make it, it shouldn't be a surprise. So don't make it sound as if, you know, it's a disappointment if we don't, because I actually think that the players have done so well and deserve so much credit. I said last year, at the end of last season, you know, we finished sixth, and I thought, you know, if we could finish in Europe, it'd be incredible, because it's very difficult to do it again. So we've had the European games to cope with, which, as everyone knows, we're doing, having a decent go at it. So to be in and around it gives us a chance. I hope we can stay in and around it. But top four, there's a lot of teams like Tottenham with unbelievable quality, which we don't possess. We're getting through with their commitment, their character, their attitude. all that. So I can only really praise my players for their efforts they've put in over the last week or so.
And it's finished. Leicester City 2, Brentford 1. Leicester's third win in four Premier League games. They're back into the top half of the table.
It's been a tough season for us up until from now, but we can finish it really strong. Try and finish in that top 10. Get a see if we can get to a final of a European competition. Every team that's in that wants to win it. And like I say, we've got games in hand that hopefully we can maximise, and yeah, let's see where we finish.
On now to cricket, and England can only manage a draw against the Windies in the second test. Well, I mean, I say second. Trevor, you've had your go. Sorry about that. Anyway, he's in Barbados. The third test, of course, gets underway later this week, where every ball will be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Here's England captain Joe Rooty-Root speaking after the game.
Joe Root, I think, is saying yes. I think they're going to offer Craig Brathett an opportunity to call it quits. So, yes, they have. Game over. Matt John, Craig Brathett and Joe Root shake hands. The entire team shakes hands. That strong stench of a draw that we smelt since Friday has definitely turned out to be it.
Joe, fantastic test match in the end in many ways for you. Winning the toss, putting 500 on the board must have given you a lot of satisfaction to begin with.
Yeah, I think we sort of picked off where we finished last week, really. I think that second innings we showed a lot of progression as a batting group, and then we took that into the rest of this week here, and it was just really pleasing to see us go and make a substantial first innings total for the first time in a long time. So, you know, a long way that can continue, and hopefully the guys have gained a lot of confidence from it, and we can replicate it again and again and again now.
And of course, don't forget to check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, simply called Following On. Or as Sir Trevor Brookham would say, well, he's following on with Steve Harmison. Anyway, back now to football. Here's former Chelsea striker Tony Cascarino explaining why Thomas Tuchel has made the right decision in dropping Romelu Lukaku.
It comes to Lukaku in the six-yard box, and he taps it home from 5 yards out. A very simple goal from Chelsea.
He's lost his place. And rightly so. He's done okay, and I keep going back to it. It's not good enough. You know, yesterday he led the line really well, got himself a goal, made a nuisance of himself, battled away with, you know, obviously with Fry at the back and McNair. I know McNair went off injured, unfortunately, for Borough. There's much more that Romelu needs to do if he's going to be a permanent fixture in the lineup towards the end of the season, because at the moment I only see him being a sub or playing in an FA Cup tie.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the former Forest keeper, Mark Crosley, recalling the time he made his debut for the legendary manager, Brian Clough. Yes, he made it for me, young man. That sounds nothing like him either.
He was the type of manager that managed on a level playing field. He wasn't a coach. He was more of a man manager. And I think he's seen a little chink in the armour that was getting a little bit too big for my boots, thinking that, you know, that you've arrived as a professional footballer and once you overstep that mark. So the story that I like to tell is how he brought me back down to earth. And, you know, to cut a long story short, he has got two sons, Nigel and Simon Clough. And Simon was the manager of a team in the Derbyshire Sunday League, Division 5. And after my third game was against Coventry. And after the game, I picked my bag up and said, see you on Monday to the rest of the lads, thinking that Sunday was a day off. But he seen me and he asked me to be at his house the following morning, the Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
And I didn't know where he lived, so I had to ask around and how to get there. So the groundsman dropped me off at his house. And I ended up playing for Simon's Sunday League team because they didn't have a goalkeeper. So that was my bring you back down to earth.
You even sounded like him then. Bring you, the way he said, yeah. Bring
you. Oh, you are a bloody disgrace.
Well, he said, bring your boots and your gloves. You're playing for Simon's team, son. So I played in the game. And honestly, Cass, I swear to God, I played in the game. I got my wage slip at the end of the month and it was 50 quid short.
Oh.
Reason being, AC Hunters, the team I played for, got fined 50 quid for playing the ringer and he took it out of my wages at Forest to pay the fine.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on Drive Time today, as I said at the top of the podcast, alongside Andrew Townsend from 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. And above all, remember, everyone, be safe. Be safe, young man. Stop with the impressions. They're rubbish.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.